just Robert Zimmerman from Hibbing High School. I remember him well. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan, presented in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. Any of your outdoor needs, Jack's can handle it. Let's go to the phones. And joining us, our dog training expert, Ben Garcia from Hideaway Kennels. You know what, Ben? We have so many new outdoor enthusiasts. They're getting out hiking and camping, and they're doing things either they hadn't done for years, or they're getting back, or they're going for the first time. And during COVID, a lot of them went out and got dogs, keeping company too. So we've got a lot of people venturing into the outdoors, taking their new companion with them. And unfortunately, we've had to have a record number search and rescue of dogs rescued. People don't think about that. But, you know, that dog who loves you will follow you to exhaustion or through injury. And then if it's a big dog, you can't get him back down the mountain. What should people be doing?
Yeah, so, I mean, it was a record year for definitely people being outside and the rescues and some deaths of people in the wilderness where they found the dogs, you know, a couple of days later because the human or the dog, you know. So there's some products I really want to talk about that I think are great to have in your inventory of gear when you go, because like you said, it's our responsibility to get those dogs up and down off the mountain when you're out hiking.
So let's, before we get to the products, let's talk a little bit about, I think one of the things I see in all aspects of the outdoors right now is people don't understand their own capabilities and probably certainly not their dog's capabilities.
Right. And if you know, like we use GPS on our dogs and you can track the data of how much steps they took or how much distance they went. And, you know, for the basic math of what we figured out is for every mile you go, the dog does four. You know, so if you're doing a 10-mile hike, I mean, it's easy to do the math of how much energy that dog's putting into the hike if they're not on a leash and they're out running around and having a good time. So it's definitely something to evaluate of how much stress is involved in a dog just going on a hike, from hydrating to muscle stress to everything else that they go through on a hike.
Well, and some of the terrain they go over has to be difficult on their paws and things, too, I would think.
It does, and joints and ankles and knees and everything else involved in their bodies, for sure.
Is there kind of a rule of thumb with dogs that you kind of, when you're planning a hike or that you understand, like when you're going out, your dogs are well-trained, they're kept in shape. Yeah. Do you have a rule of thumb about how much you can take them, how much energy you really want to let them burn?
Well, I think it's like we always talk about. It's not a matter how much you burn that day. It's the preparation you did to get ready for that. You know, I mean, if you have a couch potato dog that spends most of its time sleeping around the house, I don't think a 5-mile hike is a smart idea at 9,000 feet, you know, or 10,000 feet. You know, I mean, if you're doing a hike down in town around a park, that's one thing. But it's really more of you've done your work. You've done some hikes with your dogs. You know the physical limitation of your dog also.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, and I think the one thing, and now I want to have you talk about some of the things you can do in products, is dogs are so loyal. Once you develop that bond, that dog will walk itself to exhaustion or through injury to try to keep up with you. It'll go till it drops virtually, won't it?
But they will. And unfortunately, they can't let us know when they've had too much. You know what I mean? By the time, as a handler, we see it, it's probably something negative's already happened, you know, or something's already affecting them that we got to start putting a plan together on. So again, it's back to that preparation and walking. It's good for us to get out. It's good for the dogs to get out and do it in balance with each other, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, work up to it, go for walks, take your dog for regular daily walks, get longer walks in, maybe start going to altitude, but now I'm ready to do these hikes. You said there's a bunch of products that can help me. Tell me about them.
Yeah, just a handful. I mean, I think the main thing, you know, that we have, these are all products we've used. These are all products we've tried, we've tested, and I like them. But the main thing on all these products I'm going to talk to you about is get to know them before you get up there. I mean, you never want to be the guy that's never shot his gun on a hunting trip, right? And it's the same thing with these, is you want to make sure you know these products, you know how to use them, and the dogs are familiar with them. So that being said, I'll start dropping right into them. The first one I think we all should have, no matter what we're doing, is a good first aid kit made for a dog. You know, I mean, it's one thing to have a human first aid kit. It's another to have an animal first aid kit, or especially a canine one. And we have a really good friend who owns this company, and he's a military dog handler. This guy has done deployments all around the world with dogs, and he created this great company called Dust Off Canine. And it's his webpage is dustoffcanine.com. It's a great emergency first aid kit for dogs that, to get you out of a jam. If something happens, you've got the tools to help your dog till search and rescue gets there, or you can get the dog down. But that's another one, like Brady will tell you, who owns the company, like get to know the first aid kit, get to know what's in there. Brady does, who owns that company, does some classes where you can take with him on how to use the first aid kits, how to help out your knowledge of how to use it. And I think that's a great first company to look at. The next one, which is this great product that's come out the last couple of years, it's called Phyto Protection, and their webpage is phytoprotection.com. And they actually make a harness that if your dog broke a leg, if your dog injured a shoulder, you can harness the dog, put on a backpack, backpack the dog on yourself, and hike them out yourself. And but that is one where you've got to be practicing, Terry. You've got to know how to use it, have the dog be comfortable in it, even if they're not injured, to help get them down. And that's a great product. That's one definitely that can fit in a backpack. All these are small things you can use to have with you when you're out hiking. The next one we started really getting into the last couple of years just due to we had some eye injuries out hunting with dogs are these they're dog goggles. And they take a little bit of practice to get your dog used to them. But RexSpecs.com is the company that we recommend on that one. And it's great. I mean, a stick to the eye if you're up hiking. You know, like you said, the dogs are going to go through anything they can to have fun with you. If they get a stick in the eye and you're up there, that can be a problem also. You know, there's a lot of things that can go wrong with that. The fourth one, you talked about that's so important is their feet that we don't even think about. I mean, we've got these hiking boots on. We've got these tools to protect our feet, and we don't do anything to protect our dog's feet. And the one we like is a company called GripTex Dog Boots. And Dogs Unlimited sells them. Some other companies here in Colorado sell them. But the one I like has a Vibram sole in it, so it actually has a steel shank in there for the dog. So then if they're walking on rocks, they can grip on, but it also adds spread letter protection in there. So the ankle's not taking all the support on there. And those are just some products I really think that are just handful to have with you when you're up in the wilderness. The other one, and me and you always talk about it, is diet and supplements. You know, I mean, as far as that you're feeding a food that's for active dogs, if you're active, if it's in balance and with your activity. And we do supplements. You know, we've talked about this a little bit, Terry, before. We use a company called Alpha Nutrition. It's a company designed, supplements designed for dogs that hunt and hike and are busy. And we've used them now for almost a year and just had a lot of luck with those products too. But these are all products we've used. We really think they're up to a high standard. That we would recommend anybody use that's going up on a hike.
What's the indicator that you should be putting boots on your dog? I mean, obviously, if you're just going a couple of blocks around the block, you're not going to bother because you want to keep their pads tough. Also, you don't want to
exactly.
So, when do you decide?
So, there's a couple train of thoughts in this. One is. You know, if you're going to be on heavy rocks, if you're going to be in stickers, like, you know, if you go to Kansas or Nebraska to hunt or the Dakotas, you're going to be into goat heads, you're going to be into thorns. That's a good time to use it, you know, that I recommend it. A lot of people got into boots this last year being out in snow because the snow will bundle up and ball up in the dog's paws if they have fur in their paws. So that's definitely one is the snow is also. So it's not just summer, it's winter activities too. I mean, in this state, we have a ton of people that snowshoe, hike, cross-country ski. So those are any of those. I would recommend the boots to anybody. But, again, you got to do your homework ahead of time. You just don't get them out of the bag and throw them on them when you're at the trail. I mean, they're going to wobble around. They're going to try to buck them off. It's kind of funny to watch at first, but it kind of, you know, as they get used to them, they'll settle in. But the thing with the dog boots I always recommend, Terry, is buy a backup pair. So if you don't want to be out on a hike and have your dog lose one and then all of a sudden you got a three-legged booted dog, you know. So I always buy a double set of those dog boots if I'm going to do it. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of people are just hunt their dogs or hike with them all the time with boots on and just got the dogs used to it just to be safe. I mean, one is if it protects a broken nail or a ripped pad, if you're on a four-day hunt, that can make a difference.
Last question, how do I know how much hydration the dog needs?
Yeah, I think that goes back, and we kind of talked about that a couple times ago. We talked, but the main thing is, they don't sweat, they pant. So, you obviously don't want to overwater them, but you want to water them. If it's a steep incline, I would say every time you stop to take a break, you water your dog before you water yourself, you know, and if they're really hunting hard, make sure they have water. We use little dog bowls you can fill up, you know, and put down for the dog. Some dogs won't drink out of those. We train our dogs to drink out of a camel pack just so when we're going to drink, they can get a drink. And how you do that, just as a tip for everybody, is you literally just open their mouth and put it in the corner of their mouth and squirt it there, and they have to swallow if you put the water in the corner cheek of them. If you just spray it at their face, they're going to run away. But that's, again, something you work on around the house, something you work on a walk around the neighborhood. So when you get out there, it's not too late, and you're fighting them to try to get them to drink. And so I you know, I wouldn't overwater or hydrate my dog, but I definitely would keep a monitor of it if there's not water around. We're blessed here. Most of the mountain trails that we can hike on have water along the way or creeks, and they can get in there and get a drink anytime they can.
All right. We are out of time, Ben.
Yeah.
We're out of time, Ben, but if people want to find you, how do they find out if they want more information or to find out about your services?
Yeah, for sure. And they can find us on Facebook at Hideaway Kennels, or they can find our webpage at hideawaykennels.com. And again, if somebody wants to message me on any of the products we talked about, I can send them the email link or the webpage link and get them that product info for sure.
All right, my friend, great information. Thank you for joining us as always.
Thank you so much for having me, Terry. Have a great rest of your weekend.
You bet. That's Ben Garcia from Hideaway Kennels. Just a great resource for us on dogs. Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear on 104.3 The Fan.